Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, January 17th, to welcome Wayne to the podcast. Wayne Splon, our pastor, is going to read the scripture for us today, and then he's going to talk a little bit about the vision for the year and things that we're thinking about in our work and family. Thank you, Wayne, for joining us, and thank you for reading God's word to us.
Our first reading is from Genesis chapter 8, verses 6 through 22. After 40 days, Noah opened a window he had made in the ark and sent out a raven, and it kept flying back and forth until the water had dried up from the earth. Then he sent out a dove to see if the water had receded from the surface of the ground. But the dove could find nowhere to perch because there was water over all the surface of the earth, so it returned to Noah in the ark. He reached out his hand and took the dove and brought it back to himself in the ark. He waited 7 more days and again sent out the dove from the ark. When the dove returned to him in the evening, there in its beak was a freshly plucked olive leaf. Then Noah knew that the water had receded from the earth. He waited 7 more days and sent the dove out again, but this time it did not return to him. By the first day of the first month of Noah's 601st year, the water had dried up from the earth. Noah then removed the covering from the ark and saw that the surface of the ground was dry. By the 27th day of the second month, the earth was completely dry. Then God said to Noah, "Come out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons and their wives. Bring out every kind of living creature that is with you, the birds, the animals, and all the creatures that move along the ground, so they can multiply on the earth and be fruitful and increase in number on it." So Noah came out together with his sons and his wife and his sons' wives, all the animals and all the creatures that move along the ground and all the birds, everything that moves on land, came out of the ark, one kind after another. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and taking some of all the clean animals and clean birds, he sacrificed burnt offerings on it. The Lord smelled the pleasing aroma and said in his heart, "Never again will I curse the ground because of humans. Even though every inclination of the human heart is evil from childhood, and never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. As long as the earth endures seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease." Our next reading is from Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. As soon as John was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Our final reading for the day is from Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity.
Thank you, Wayne, for joining the podcast and for reading for the podcast today. I wanted to start out the year with having you as our pastor talk to us about the vision for the year and also the sermon series, where we're headed with the trajectory of our Sunday worship.
Thanks for having me, Mary. Listening to Project 119 is part of my daily routine, and I'm always so encouraged to read along in Scripture. It's become one of the most important spiritual disciplines in my life. I especially love Fridays when I get to hear from church members who read and also share a bit of their insight into the text and also part of their testimony and story. That's been so encouraging to me and really a highlight of the Advent season, especially having so many church members participate, just so encouraged by the spiritual depth of the people that God has brought here to Mountain Brook Baptist Church and looking forward to the future. You ask about the sermon series and kind of where we're headed for the year. This is a different approach than we've taken in the past, that we will have really a large theme that will guide all the sermons this year. And the theme is shaped by the story of Jesus. And we're just reading along with lectionary text from Anglican Church in North America. It's a resource that's been helpful to me in recent years in reading widely through the Bible. And so as Baptists, we're just kind of co-opting the plan, and really we'll walk through from the birth of Jesus Christ all the way through his life, death, and resurrection, and think about what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. And along the way, we'll tackle some of the Sermon on the Mount. We'll tackle some of the parables. We'll look for a season of what it means for us to be prayerful, that people in our lives who have not yet made a profession of faith in Jesus Christ would be born again to this new and living hope that we have in Jesus. And so I'm really excited about the year ahead.
And one thing that we're adding to Project 119 and to the sermon series, and you'll see it in your bulletin coming up, is a memory verse. Tell us about how that came about.
Yeah, I was in my office one day working and thinking about how we could continue to have momentum through the week from the sermon that Sunday, and it to be less of an isolated event. And so I just went through and I thought, what would it look like to pull out a verse, at most maybe two verses, from the passage that we use for the sermon that Sunday, and allow that to be something that we think about, something that's in our hearts and our minds, and really ask the Lord to kind of allow the truth of that sermon to penetrate more deeply into our hearts and kind of think about the truth of the passage for that week. So this week, the one that we've been working on, Matthew 3:17, just the idea that Jesus is God's Son whom he loves, that he is the one who has fulfilled all righteousness for us. And so I really want us to walk through this week. Kind of my goal was that we thought, you know, wow, what a beautiful truth that Jesus humbled himself even to the point of being baptized, and an act he didn't need to repent of his sins, but he graciously set the model for us. He graciously set the truth of fulfilling all the righteous demands of the law for us, so that then we now can be children of God in whom the Lord, our Heavenly Father, is pleased, not because of who we are, but because of what Jesus has done for us.
Since it is the beginning of the year, I want to know, have you set any personal goals or made any changes in your life that you might share with us? Maybe one or two.
Yeah, kind of the big overarching thing that I'm trying to do a better job of this year is planning and looking ahead. And as I got to the end of 2024 and thought about the future in 2025, one of the areas of growth that I saw that in myself that I wanted to kind of focus on was more long-range planning. And so that could be as simple as in our family, looking at the year, writing down and kind of taking note of the birthdays that are coming up and significant milestones in both our immediate family, but also in your family and my family, extended family, because I really felt like I missed some opportunities to celebrate some significant things last year. And so looking forward to this year, that's one of the things that I'm focusing on. I'm using a journal this year, a kind of planner journal combo called the Monk Manual. I don't know all of the kind of theological commitments of those who made it. So as I work through it, I'll maybe let you know if there are places that I get a little bit nervous. But generally, kind of the idea is to plan, to act, and to reflect. So to plan what it is that you feel like God's calling you to do in the year, act upon those plans that you've made, and then take the time to reflect on what God's teaching you, what you're learning in the year. And so far, it's been a helpful exercise for me.
We talk about technology a lot in our home, and I think that spills over into the church. Talk to us a little bit about the dangers maybe of overuse of technology, or maybe even where your heart is right now in the conversation.
Yeah, I think if you polled my children, sometimes I come across as a technology curmudgeon, perhaps. And part of that is that I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of our children, probably to start with, and others that I see, that one of the challenges of technology is keeping it within limits and boundaries. That there was a day when you couldn't go down the road in your car and watch a football game if you were riding in the car, and now you can. Or play video games, or you know, scroll social media and those kind of things. And so as humans, I've not the first to have this idea, but can see in myself and others that we have a hard time creating self-imposed limits. And so we just kind of go to excess without much discipline. And so as I've thought more about it, I also see the opportunities for technology. And I think you modeled this well for me, Mary, of using sending text messages or pictures, encouraging people along the way. And so what I'm trying to do is think about the redemptive ways that we can use technology. Of course, we're recording a podcast right now. This is a way that we're using smartphones, computers, the internet to hopefully encourage and edify people in their relationship with the Lord and the gospel. And so that's exciting to me to be able to use it for that in my own life, trying to do a better job of sending encouraging text messages, staying in touch with people. On a Sunday morning, you may see me taking pictures, and maybe I'll send those pictures to church members just to say, hey, thanks for the ways that you're making Mountain Brook Baptist Church a better place. Thank you for your faithfulness, capturing the Lord at work. And so I think my posture toward technology is looking for ways that the Lord's redemptively at work using phones especially to further his kingdom in ways that I can access resources that encourage and challenge me in my faith, and then seek to do that in the lives of other people while also being a little bit cautious about not allowing the phone especially to kind of overtake my life and my thought processes and my thought life, especially in ways that aren't helpful. So trying to have limits in ways that are healthy, and then also connect with people and the Lord using the technology.
That's a good word. Lord, please help us to be able to make that balance well. Okay, I want to talk to you about what you're grateful for over this past year. I feel like we had such a wonderful year here at Mount Brook Baptist, and we are so grateful for you as our pastor. Talk to us about the last year and excitement about going forward.
Yeah, the last year has been really an encouraging time. We have been very involved in our building project, as everyone is aware, and I've just been so pleased by how positive this experience has been. I was a little bit nervous when we started on our journey of worshiping in the gym, but really so appreciate all the hard work of our staff to make it as wonderful of an experience as it could be. Thankful for Kelly Hatley doing a ton of work on the front end, Micaiah, to think what it's going to look like for us to worship in there and make it feel like a sacred space. And it really has been a wonderful season. And I've heard lots of feedback from church members who you know, are kind of surprised of worshiping in the gym. It's caused us to be more intimate and closer to each other, which people have appreciated. And I kind of jokingly say that when we go back to the sanctuary, that option is still there for us. We don't have to spread out around the sanctuary, but we can be close to each other, encouraging each other. I've been so encouraged by the number of new faces that the Lord has brought to Mountain Brook Baptist Church. And almost to a person, I have the opportunity to sit with new people who are coming into the life of Mountain Brook Baptist Church. And almost to a person, they express their appreciation for how warm we are as a people. That when they come in the doors of Mountain Brook Baptist Church, they feel seen by us. That we go out of our way to try to help them connect with the Lord, connect with Sunday school classes, help their children find friends and connections. And that really is what kind of draws them into who we are as a people. So I'm so grateful for all of our church members who are so faithful to give, to participate, to welcome others. It really is the key to what the Lord's doing here, just to graciously be at work among us, conforming us more into the image of Jesus and having a heart to wrap others in to what's happening here. And so a highlight this past year, financially, the Lord was so faithful to us, the generosity of our members. We gave collectively more to support the work of Mountain Brook Baptist Church than at any time in the history of our church, which is significant, especially when you think about that happening alongside a capital campaign that's ambitious. And so we should be careful not to allow such a year to come by and not mark that and be grateful and kind of in awe of God's graciousness to us. And have such hope for this coming year, 2025, where Lord willing, we'll finish our building project, hopefully in August, and be poised to see what else the Lord wants to do in and through our fellowship.
We have a meeting coming up to discuss more about what happened in the last year and looking forward to the finalization of our plan. Tell us about that meeting.
Yeah, we're going to gather on Thursday, January 30th at 6 p.m. in the gym. what's become our sanctuary for now. And we're going to have our semi-annual church conference. And in the past, semi-annual church conferences sometimes are feel a little bit perfunctory. We kind of get together and we hear some reports and we approve some things or not. And I really hope that this year that this is a significant meeting in the life of our church. A lot has happened since the last time we gathered this past summer for our semi-annual church conference that we need to make sure that we're all celebrating and we're knowledgeable about, and then looking forward to what will surely be a significant year in the life of our church. And so I'm really encouraging everybody who can make it to come on January 30th. Again, 6 o'clock, we'll meet in the gym, really to celebrate God's faithfulness to us over the past year and look forward to all that the Lord has for us to know. So there'll be significant things that we'll talk about in that meeting. And so just trying to use all platforms. There'll be emails going out. I'll mention it in worship services and appreciate the opportunity here on the podcast to encourage people to come if at all possible that night.
Let's finish the podcast by talking a little bit about the scriptures that you read. So you read about the flood and how the earth dried up, and then you read about Jesus's baptism, and then a little passage in Proverbs. Would you highlight one of those and help us think through it?
Yeah, reading through the book of Genesis kind of personally in my Bible reading plan, I've just read through that passage about the flood, and it really is a sobering passage. As wickedness increased on the earth, and the Lord in judgment against that sent the flood, and it is a significant event and kind of helps us see the seriousness with which God sees sin and wickedness on the earth. And at the same time, we see God's faithfulness to preserve for himself a people through Noah and his family. And in that passage that I read today, there was this promise of the Lord that he wouldn't again do that in the future, that as long as life endures on this earth, he will sustain us, and we can rest in the certainty of his presence and his provision for us as a people. And so as you read that next to Jesus' baptism story, you can almost think of Jesus in a way, the imagery there, that he went through the flood waters for us, that he endured our sin and our suffering and our shame on the cross, and he brought us safely through to the other side, almost in that ark imagery. And so that he is the one who is the one that sees us through all of our greatest challenges in life. And so it's neat to read those two side by side and see how Jesus fulfills all the things that have come before him in the Old Testament.
Good word. Thank you for leading us today. Thank you for leading us as a church. Would you end our time together with prayer?
Yeah, I would love to. I invite you to pray with me. Father, we thank you for your kindness to us. We thank you that you reveal yourself to us in all of creation, and that you reveal yourself to us through your word and most clearly in the person of Jesus. We thank you for the grace and the kindness that you've shown us as individuals. Some of us have had a really hard year in the past year, but you've been faithful to us in the midst of that. Others of us just see your hand at work so easily in our lives, and we're careful to give you thanks and praise for that. We thank you for all you've given us in Jesus, and we thank you for this expression of your local church here at Mountain Brook Baptist Church. As I think about my own life, I'm so grateful that I get to be a part of this people, and thank you for your mercy to us, and we pray that you would continue to help us to be faithful as your people with whatever's before us in this year, and that you would use us to help other people experience eternal and abundant life through faith in Jesus Christ. We thank you for the many ways that you have shown yourself faithful, and we pray that you would continue to help us to walk in obedience to you. And we offer this prayer in Christ's name. Amen. Mm-hmm.